Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Alachua County Commission meeting today. They're supposed to discuss, what, expanding animal shelters? All right. We'll find out more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. Oh, yeah. It is 9:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Cease fire! Boom. Cease fire! Yeah, it's a topsy-turvy kind of crazy world. And I look, from my perspective, this becomes a little bit tenuous, arduous, and I don't know. It's obviously the most important thing really going on around the globe, you know? And so, yes, any angles, anything that we can discuss in regards and relates to that is important. But we also, you know, have to live our lives too. And I'll tell you what, nothing is a bigger kind of wake-up call to that than, you know, what I experienced a week ago when I had a heart attack right here in the studio. And it would be about this time, exactly a week ago, that they were taking me in for the cardio cath. And they go through your wrist, sometimes groin, but they're really good at it here in North Florida Hospital. They do the wrist mostly and use the groin as a backup. But, yeah, they go in from there and go to your heart and go to work, you know, clear it out. And they put a stent in there. And so I am feeling much, much better, as you could probably tell. And it does cause you to reevaluate and reprioritize. You know, the thing, you should never be let. I would never tell people to be less active, like politically, and pay less attention. I think that that's part of the reason why we kind of got ourselves in a little bit of trouble, you know, how we racked up a bunch of debt and all that. You know, we weren't paying enough attention and holding, you know, a lot of our lawmakers and stuff accountable. So I'm not saying don't be involved in those things and that they're not important. Clearly they are. But the things that you could have the greatest impact over are going to be much, much closer to you, like your own health and your own family and your own community. So it's a wake-up call for me. And I some interesting things happen. Like, I'm very concerned about the healthcare industry in general. And, you know, I've got family members. My oldest daughter is a PA in Tampa. And my youngest, Robbie, he is in medical school. So I have my concerns personally for those reasons, but also personally for my own health reasons. And I had such a, you know, a wonderful kind of thing, as nice as it could be under the circumstances. The folks at North Florida Hospital, really, I mean, it was impressive. Now, that's not to overshadow any of the other hospitals in the area. Thankfully, I haven't had to experience everybody's level of healthcare and treatment. But I can tell you, I think that the smart people that are in healthcare that make the decisions, you know, toward the top there, the CEOs and what have you, I believe that they understand a lot of the complaints and a lot of the things that they could do better. And I think they're making a real attempt at trying to do it better. One area where they could maybe try to improve, and I know it's easier said than done, but people need fresh air and sunshine. And that is something that just is not so readily available in a hospital environment. And I know they can't, you know, it's not like, well, I'm going to go outside now and take me, you know, downstairs and then roll me out. They just don't have the capability of doing that for everybody. So I don't know what the answer is, but they actually done studies, said that if you have, if you say you're in a room, you know, with two people, and you get the window seat, the window bed, they've done studies where the person in that bed, even if they're in for like similar conditions, they did enough of them, you know, to try to cut out the anomalies, age differences, all that, to try to, you know, make it as even as they could. And the ones, well, you know where this is going, the ones with the window, their health improved better and faster. And we know that. But yet, I don't know, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of action taken on it, especially here in Florida. What are we taught? The sun's the boogeyman, we've been taught. Yeah, the sun's a boogeyman if you want to lay there and roast in it. Of course it is. Not good for you. But to get, you know, a good 15 minutes every day of really, you know, let your body bathe in sun. If you have risks and all that, you need to talk to your doctor and stuff. But I'm just saying, in general terms, that's one of the things that's easy enough to address. Oh, fresh air and sunshine can improve my health? Yeah. Well, how much will that cost me? Zero. And then the other thing is, and I should know better, all these additives in our food and Make America Healthy Again, I think it's a great movement. And they're already making strides and inroads, and people are taking some of this extra stuff out of their products. Now, they should have done it a long time ago. They should have been proactive. Like when Europe, their standards are stricter than ours in most European nations, the EU, for food products. Why would we ever allow that to happen? We're the United States of America. We should clearly say, hey, nobody's going to have higher standards than us, but they do. And yeah, I guess, you know, here the bottom line wins, but we can't afford for that to continue to happen. Do you understand? Like the price to pay, you're going to pay the price, and it's better to pay it on the end of make the best, most wholesome product you can make. Don't add anything that absolutely doesn't have to be in there. I never really got it with the dyes. It's like, yeah, I have this, you know, strawberry this or watermelon that, and I go, what color? I've never seen a watermelon that color. It's like a translucent kind of a weird green, or it's like a weird reddish color. And they always overdo it on everything. I guess they must have done a study that, oh, the brighter the colors, the more people are attracted to them. But I don't. Would you care? You remember, you know, the Fruit Loops that they sell like overseas, yeah, they're not of real vibrant colors. Once they soak in milk for a while, guess what? They're not that vibrant color-wise anyway. So why not just start out with the healthier product? Not that Fruit Loops really on its best day can provide you any real nutrition, but you get the idea. Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to pick up and kind of learn from my recent experience what I can do or what I can change. I don't want to fall into that category that a lot of people do. Like, oh, well, it's got to be, you've got to do everything 100%. I've met so many people through that my whole life. Well, as soon as I lose weight, I'm not exaggerating. I've heard this. As soon as I lose weight, I'll go to the gym. I'm like, what? That's why people are there exercising, to get healthy. And in some cases, just to stay healthy. But you can't be one of those all or nothing. And I'm kind of, I suffer from that trait a little bit too. Well, if I'm not going to, you know, go play pickleball, well, I'm going to lay on the couch. Really, you couldn't find anything in between that might be a little bit better for you than laying in your lazy boy. I just like to defy science because Betsy is sure that I should have bed sores by now, but I don't. thank the good Lord. And thank you for all the prayers and kind words that you've said to me personally and through social media. I do very much appreciate that. By the way, Greg is due back tomorrow. Yeah, the Greg Cassidy will be back. And I know you miss him. I miss him too. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy, happy day, my friends. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. A lot going on in the world. Ceasefire, no ceasefire. Is it over? Will it ever be over? Will there be a regime change? Is it getting shaky internally there in Iran? Might be a little too early to make any sort of determination quite yet. But I don't know. I think there's other Arab nations that would agree that everybody in the Middle East would be better off if there was different leadership in Iran. We had success in a program here in the Sunshine State. They called it Dragon Eye, and it rescued children. They had a massive sting. They targeted sex trafficking, and it was very, very successful. And that is a good thing. But it is one of those things that the more and more people and personnel, it's just, unfortunately, they'll never run out of cases. That's the sad part, or at least for now. You know, we were talking about food and food additives and all that, and let me address that real quick. Let Sonny address it on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning. We're talking about ingredients and stuff like that in our food. What really gives me the worries is when they tell you it contains bioengineered ingredients. That's not telling me what that is, other than the fact it's been engineered. And to me, that's not good if you're looking to put this stuff in your mouth or down through your system. You know, to me, that means diddly, means stay away from. And I look at the labels now more than I ever did with this bioengineered this, GMO that. Come on, what happened to real ingredients?
That's a great question. I mean, my anecdotal answer is, once again, you know, is we look to Europe and, you know, that they don't have the same obesity rate that we do here. Although I know that they are not doing as well, quote unquote, as they used to. But I was over there. I was in Rome. And it was off the beaten path. I mean, yeah, it was still Rome. And yeah, there were some tourists around, but really, at least not on the most, you know, not straight on the main strip there. And found this, like, kind of cafe tucked away a little bit, clearly ran by, you know, Italian family and all that. And I enjoyed lasagna. And, you know, my mom used to make it, well, as I think is probably the best of any Irish woman could make lasagna, and then some. But, you know, you'd always feel bloated and stuffed afterwards. And when I had a pretty substantial serving of lasagna in Rome, I was full, but I didn't feel bloated. And that was a different feeling. And, you know, that's when I really, you sort of realize, you go, well, what's different here? Yeah, I'm on vacation, so I'm probably more relaxed, but really other than that, and yeah, it's the food and what we allow in it here versus what others allow. And yeah, like Sonny said, you got to read the labels, and we don't know what all this bioengineering and all that stuff does. And you know, who controls a lot of this? These multi-billion dollar companies like Monsanto. And my understanding, I'm not a farmer, but my understanding is, like, you know, they protect, like, access to seeds and stuff like that. That sounds kind of frightening, doesn't it? You know, if Where's all the lefties at? I know they've rallied against Monsanto or whatever. I'm not saying everything they do is bad. That you should be concerned about that. We all should have, this open access to all these things, and maybe we don't. Part of it, though, you have to wonder, anytime that they can, is it bioengineering? Is that where they try to make something that, say, is a little bit drought resistant, it's a little bit this resistant, it grows a little faster, it yields a little more. So, in the grand scheme of things, this is, the way to go. I don't know. And then what are the side effects of that? I mean, look at all the things that we have now that we didn't have the same amount of before. How many people, what is it called? Celiac disease, where you have a sensitivity to products containing wheat? And did you ever remember anybody talking about that when they were a kid? And in these things, when you first start to hear about them, occasionally here and there. And then all of a sudden you realize that, one in five people must have some that level of, maybe not clearly full blown like celiacs, but, they're irritated by the products because they contain some kind of wheat. And is it the wheat, the same wheat that, we've been eating for years, or is this a different formula? And what's that all going to lead to? I don't know, but you do have individual control over a lot of things. And eating the stuff that's already processed and all that, that's going to be where your highest risks are. And trust me, we raised kids to try to feed a family. You've got to work, you've got to live within a budget, and you try to feed your family, wholesome food. It's not easy. There's a certain struggle that's going to go on there, but seems like it's probably worthwhile, especially now. It seems like the stakes are higher. The kids, what is it? What the rarity now seems like when somebody says they're not on the spectrum. Do you know what I mean? Like, I grew up in the suburbs. I mean, there were massive amounts of kids, and you saw it, but it was the big time rarity. That's why you remembered it. You're like, yeah, that kid's got some issues. But it would be like 1 in 1,000. I don't know. But all we can do is individually take care of what we can take care of within reason. But when you think about it. Socioeconomically, let's say economically, you're on the, toward the lower rung. Can you really afford that bag of chips? Do you actually ever look at the prices? It's outrageous. Pack of smokes, six pack, couple of bags of chips. Well, I'm good to go. You just broke the bank and your body. We can do better. This health show advice brought to you by Bob Rose. Is he on medication or is he not? Yes, but it's non-narcotic. 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. I'll give you more of the headlines. I'll give you the latest. What's going on? Israel, Iran, coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Shaping up to be a gorgeous day. Just be careful you don't melt your face. because, yeah, it's going to be a hot one for sure. All right. Here's the latest I have. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke this morning following Trump's post on social media warning Israel not to resume attacks on Iran. Trump, according to sources, was exceptionally firm and direct with Netanyahu about what needed to happen to sustain the ceasefire. The prime minister understood the severity of the situation and the concerns President Trump expressed. Netanyahu's office said Israel refrained from further attacks, but, quote, in response to Iran's violations, the Air Force destroyed a radar array near Tehran, which would explain the reports of explosions in Iran. Israel alleged that Iran launched a barrage of missiles shortly before the ceasefire went into effect. I believe, turns out those were two. I don't believe either one found their targets, but, you know, limited information, and we just have to continue to follow this up. So that's kind of the latest. Where they left us with was basically Trump speaking with Netanyahu, and apparently, I believe they are not. Both countries are standing down, at least temporarily. We'll see if this can be some sort of, you know, lasting ceasefire, which we would hope. So we'll continue to keep you posted on that. And then there's Valor. Did you miss it at 8:35? That's a shame. You know you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download any and all podcasts where you get them. Just click on subscribe, and you'll always have access to it. So if you don't want to miss really good stuff like that, Valor, it's very unique. You're only going to hear it here. And it is presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Today, we honored Sky Valor honorees Corporal Robert Rogers and Sergeant Shelley Possel with the Gainesville Police Department. They're both leaders committed to excellence, solidifying the backbone of a large law enforcement agency. Now, Rogers is supervisor, involved in solving narcotics crimes and organizing and training GPD's Field Service Technician Program. Possel serves as a community engagement leader, conducting outreach efforts that prevent and reduce crime. She also supervises a co-responder team addressing complex mental health issues faced by GPD. So that's why 97.3 The Sky and the Gainesville Police Department proud to salute the professionalism of Corporal Robert Rogers, Sergeant Shelley Possel. Listen weekday mornings for, you know, really the complete stories at 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show. And tomorrow morning, yep, we'll present another Sky Valor honoree. And yeah, very proud to bring that to you. I just think it's good for the community. And we started this really when kind of was, you know, law enforcement was not really, you know, they were painted in a bad light in some cases. You know, we thought, you know, we need to address that. Yeah. There's a few people that aren't cut out to wear that uniform. Maybe some people that aren't cut out to wear the uniform of being a first responder, fire rescue, whatever it may be. But man, oh man, by and large, come on. They're awesome people, and they need to be recognized. And that was kind of the beginnings of the whole deal that we put together. And yeah, I think it's a good thing. We like doing good things. Five Guys is involved in doing some good things, and you know, I'm going to give them a shout out. Five Guys is going to donate 20% of purchase prices between 5 and 9 p.m. to Ocala Blue Star Mothers. Now, this is going to go on tomorrow. Tomorrow between 5 and 9 p.m. Your local Five Guys is participating in this, and if you're not familiar with Ocala Blue Star Mothers, they said, our mission is simple. We support our military service members, veteran population, and families of the fallen, like Gold Star families. We promote patriotism while supporting one another. And for more information, you can go to OcalaBlueStarMothers.org. That's OcalaBlueStarMothers.org. But that, yeah, 20%, that's substantial. Right during dinner time? Mm-hmm. I'd have to restrict myself, though, because, Can you go to Five Guys and not get fries? Come on, you got to keep it real. Yeah, that's the people that like overstuff the container with fries in it to where it's like they're all over the bag. Be good, Bob. Be good. I'm trying. Hey, Supreme Court. They gave Trump a thumbs up, if you will. And now there's some other things that have been happening. But the Supreme Court on Monday granted the Trump administration's request to stay a lower court injunction that blocked them from deporting individuals to third countries without prior notice. And so that's definitely considered a win for the Trump administration as it looks to quickly enforce its immigration crackdown. Justices on the high court ruled 6-3 to stay the lower court injunction with Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson were dissenting. And Sotomayor was pretty, she was not happy, we could say that. Rather than allowing our lower court colleagues to manage this high-stakes litigation with the care and attention it plainly requires, this court now intervenes to grant the government emergency relief from an order it has repeatedly defied. I cannot join so gross an abuse of the court's equitable discretion. Yeah, well, none of us joined in, you know, allowing for the border to be open. We just have to be subjected to it. And we've got a president who is attempting to do something about it. I say all the judges that rule to stop any sort of deportations should also agree to take in a foster family of illegals. Will they ever do it? Oh, hells no. Come on. Yep. So anyway, this is a it's a win. Who knows how long any of these wins are, but it is a win, I think, for most people that, I don't know, appreciate something, what do you call it? Law and order. Yeah, that's the ticket. Unbelievable. What's going on, Alachua County? Check it out. Let's see. Finance and budget administrators estimate school board budget deficit at $6.5 million. $6.5 million in the red. Well, it's not like a school board would, you know, have math skills. Always working. They're always... I think most of these people, maybe social studies, they were more into. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? This from Jennifer Cabrera at AlachuaChronicle.com. They do a great job picking up a lot of the local stuff here. And according to her, it says, with next year's revenue still uncertain, the school board of Alachua County learned at their June 4th workshop that they'd be facing a budget deficit of about $6.5 million. And the assistant superintendent for finance, who, by the way, Gabrielle Jeremchuk, submitted her resignation a week later after this. In fact, I believe there's a total of three that have stepped down now. Told the school board that school districts throughout the state are working with projections right now because the legislative budget has not been passed at the time. Well, the budget is done now. It was done last night. But now what Governor DeSantis is going to do with it, we'll see. You know, there's nothing that is pro-Second Amendment in the bill. And we were promised at least some of these things. And none of it came to fruition, including a sales tax holiday for 2A-related products. So, yeah, some people are a little PO'd. What's the governor going to do about it? I guess he could veto, I believe, the whole thing. I know he has line item veto power for sure. But a lot of these things that, you know, that we're concerned about, Second Amendment concerns, these aren't expenditures. And that's really what he can cut is expenditures. But yeah, a little shake up there. but the school board and administration related to it. You know what I mean? Something ain't right. 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up next, things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. Even in this crazy world, there's some good things going on in your life. Share them with us. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Gorgeous, but very warm day ahead. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:52. It is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So don't be shy. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Terry. What's making you smile?
Hello, good morning, boys. The Florida Panthers winning back-to-back Stanley Cup championships.
I got to tell you, I only caught a little bit of that, and that's a good hockey team. Yep, back-to-back. And then it was only a few years ago, didn't Tampa Bay did like the same thing? So can you imagine if like a Canadian fan? It's like, oh, it's one thing for those in the States to beat us, but when you're from Florida, yeah, way to go. Panthers looked really, really good. And they got some really good coaching and kind of, you know, they told to embrace the lifestyle. Yes, they're very dedicated. Yes, they have to work out and all that. But part of it is they're in South Florida and they, you know, as a team and team members, they really embrace that lifestyle. And that, I think, maybe makes a big difference and maybe it'll help to keep the team together for a little bit longer because of that lifestyle outside the ice. All right, let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, do you drink coffee at all?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, coffee, my dad drank every day, and he lived to 94. His mother drank it every day and lived to be 96. I thought maybe you didn't drink coffee, but if you're drinking coffee, that's a silver bullet. And coffee, I drink it every day. It's making me smile. God bless you.
Yeah, no, thanks. I started late in life. I didn't drink coffee until I was like 31. Hated it because all I had was to sample as a child my dad's Sanka. Enough said there. Hugh, what's making you smile?
Hi, good morning. I live in a subdivision here, and early in the morning, I take my nice little doggy for a walk, and I'm walking along, and this lady passed me by in the car, and she got out of the car ahead of me about 50 feet, and I said, what's going on? And she went, and she picked up a turtle that was in the middle of the road, and she didn't want it to get run over and put it in the grass area. I thought that made me smile. I was very thankful for her.
Wow, I like that. Mark, what's making you smile?
That's interesting. The guy just mentioned a turtle. There was a turtle the other just yesterday that I kind of got safely off the road. But what's making me smile is that you had access to the services you needed at the time because North Central Florida depends on you so much, and we're so glad you made through it.
Oh, man. Thanks, Mark. It is good to be alive. Absolutely. All right. But it also means, you know, the good Lord maybe gave me a second chance. I better fix some things. Better get it right. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Didn't know if this was real or not. Why taking a cold shower during a heat wave is incredibly dangerous, according to experts. Really? Serious organ damage can be done if people's core temperature stays high for too long, so a cold shower might sound like a great idea. Well, they're warning against it. They say you can get this huge spike in your blood pressure, and if you already have heart issues and it has to work in overtime mode, it could create a real problem with you. Yeah, I think it could be a concern, but I think it's a very, very rare thing for anything tragic to result. And I don't know. Who knew it? Cold water could be the smoking gun. Well, it is. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I'm Bob Rose. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.